What was remarkable is that lots of figures within the media, within the Duke faculty, and to a certain extent within the Duke administration, not only presumed the players to be guilty, but then drew these very broad moral judgments. It was a completely closed-minded early approach to the case.
My name is Casey Johnson. I'm a professor of history at Brooklyn College and the CUNY Graduate Center. I wrote a blog on the Duke lacrosse case called Durham in Wonderland and co-wrote a book on the case with Stuart Taylor called Until Proven Innocent.
During spring break, when most of the students at Duke were off campus, the captains of the lacrosse team came up with the not-so-bright idea of inviting two strippers to perform for the players. One of them was this woman, Crystal Mangum, who we subsequently learned had very severe mental problems. She arrived, she had no particular interest in performing. It appears as if she was on some sort of combination of alcohol and prescription drugs. And the party relatively quickly turned ugly. There was a shouting match between the other dancer and members of the team. By this point, most of the guys had already left.